Catholic Vitamins, Vitamin L, Listening, with Monsignor Frank Chido, episode number 70.
Welcome to Catholic Vitamins, your dose of spiritual supplements from A to Z. Catholic Vitamins, specially formulated to help you achieve optimum spiritual health. It's time to energize your faith. Forget what lies behind and press on toward the goal.
We've already won. Look at how far we've come. Let's fully embrace this change that is taking place.
Here are your hosts for Catholic Vitamins, Deacon Tom Fox and his lovely wife, Dee.
Hi, Dolores.
Uh-oh, am I in trouble?
No, not really. Hi.
Well, I don't hear Dolores unless I'm in trouble.
Pennsylvania.
Or I'm in Pennsylvania, where my mom and my siblings are.
Happy New Year, Dolores.
Happy New Year, Thomas.
Thank you. Well, we are back, Deacon Tom and his lovely wife. She always says that you're lovely, and you are.
She's sweet.
Yes, she is. That's Miss Pat Gone from Among Women. And we're glad to be back with you once again. We're back in our version of the podcast palace. It's a little echoey because we don't have any drapes. The books aren't back in the bookshelves.
Pictures are not on the wall.
Yeah.
But the painting is done. The new carpeting is in and your new desk is put together. How many hours did it take you?
Let's not talk about that. The instructions in Chinese said 30 minutes, but it sure took...
And yeah. Mine is not together yet, and he told me last night, folks, that he's going to hire a handyman to come in and do the rest of the work.
I have so much other work to do, don't I? Do I need to finish putting this together?
Yes, you do. And both rooms are going to look really, really nice when we finally get everything back in place.
All right. Well, let's see. We had a big snowstorm.
We did, and it was unusual for this part of Arizona in that it lasted for days and days. Yeah. Normally it doesn't do that. Normally it snows, sun comes out, it melts, and that's it. But the temperatures stayed so low for a couple days that we still have snow on the ground in the backyard where the sun doesn't hit it.
On the north side of our house, which is the back side. And you said to somebody in an email that it was a foot. I don't think it was that much. I think it was around 8 inches, but...
Close enough.
Yeah. All right. So we had a lot of snow, and a lot of it packed down and became ice out on the roads, really hard to drive on. Rocky, it reminded me of Deacon Dan's home in Pinedale, Wyoming.
Oh, yes, where it just it covers the road, and then it ices over, and then it just doesn't melt. It stays that way for weeks.
Well, the whole winter is what they said.
That's true up there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well...
But I got out of it for a while.
You did. You went on a mini meet and greet.
I went to the Valley the other day, and I had a mini meet and greet with one of our fans, one of our online friends who's, you know, been around for a lot of years. A lot of people who listen to Catholic podcasts will have know who Mary of Minnesota is.
Mary from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Well, we were glad that you got to meet her. I didn't. I was doing some... adoration work and other things in the parish.
Her parents winter in Arizona, and so she came down after Christmas to spend some time with them, get out of the Minnesota winter, come down where it was warm. And so last year we weren't able to connect and make this happen, but this year we did, and I went down and I had lunch with her, and I also got to meet her mom and her grandma.
Can I share some maybe not so exciting news?
What?
Bob DiRillo from the Paul's Men podcast is coming to Arizona. I think I'm going to go to Ohio. Oh, Bob, we don't mean that.
Oh, Bob. Well, that'll be another reason for a meet and greet.
Hey, we have some unfinished business from the holidays. We hope you're off to a good new year, but one of the things that we didn't do is we had one more drawing to do for Dee's homemade candies.
That's right. I promise one more.
Just as a side note, we've heard from some people that received these.
We did. Do you know where they went?
Well, they went...
They went to Kansas.
Yep.
They went to Pennsylvania. They went to Kentucky. They went to Illinois. And they went to Poland.
I know. Poland. Monica
in Poland. She let us know already that she received them.
Yeah. Did you say Illinois?
Did I?
I hope not. It's Illinois.
Illinois. Did I say Illinois?
Well, it sounded noisy to me. Okay, at any rate.
I apologize if I did.
All right.
All right. Here's
here's a basket. All right.
All the rest of the nays are still in there.
And these have been kept in a hermetically sealed...
Mayonnaise jar. Isn't that what Johnny Carson used to say?
Gene Holman from Sedona, Arizona.
Oh, we don't have to send those too far.
No, we don't.
Well,
we're glad to get those on the way to you soon. And you know, if you're a listener to Catholic Vitamins, you know this already, but if we have some new folks, as we come towards the end of our first segment, we want you to know that there are many rewards for being a listener to Catholic Vitamins. And one is that we have a sweet tooth, particularly Miss D, and we demonstrate the sweet tooth by sharing sweet treats with our listeners from time to time. And we also share some good CDs and books. So please stay with us and participate in Vita Scrabble, which we'll do towards the end of the show. I think that's about it for our first segment. So you've already heard that our first vitamin of the new year is Catholic Vitamin L for listening. One of the things I did to research this show was I Googled the words listening to the voice of God. And you know, I went through, I think, maybe 10 pages of results, all sorts of sites that you can visit. Many different Christian faiths represented their thoughts on books and approaches to listening for the word of God, or the Lord speaking to us. Some of the results are from Bible-based churches who will take us into their paths for understanding how God is speaking to us. Some of these present holy and good thoughts, and yet there must be some flaws in many of these presentations because we have, some estimate, maybe 25,000 or more Christian churches around the world. If there are that many churches, does God condone abortion or not? Does God tell us it's necessary to attend church on the Sabbath or not? Does God want a male priesthood or not? Is God's plan for marriage to be a lifetime commitment between one man and one woman or not? And so, with these ideas, and with your own thinking about perhaps a fresh start in the new year in your relationship with God, it's important that we have some thoughts to help us in listening for God's voice. And we'll be back in a moment with our guest, Monsignor Frank Chido. Our guest today on Catholic Vitamins is Monsignor Chido from Des Moines, Iowa. I found him on the internet, and we've exchanged a little bit of setup email, and I asked the Monsignor to help us look at the topic today. Our Catholic vitamin is L for listening, and I'd like Monsignor to help us look at the topic of listening to God. Monsignor, welcome to Catholic Vitamins.
Thank you, Deacon Tom. A pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. You know, just as a sidebar before we get started, I think I might know some about this, but I bet there'd be people who are listening to us throughout the States or even other places in the world that might like to know how a Monsignor comes to be designated as such.
Okay.
Not on our journey, but could you just share a few words about that?
Sure. Briefly, the title Monsignor is an honorary title given by the Holy Father to a priest. The priest is nominated by his bishop, and of course there are reasons that are given to the Holy Father for the privilege, the honor, and then if the Pope deems it, the individual worthy of receiving that honor, that title of Monsignor, the Pope will so designate him as a prelate of honor. For example, there are different grades of Monsignor. I'm a prelate of honor, which means it's an honorary title of Monsignor, sort of like a pat on the back saying job well done.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we are honored to have you with us. We've had a couple bishops. You may be only the second Monsignor, and we've had a number of priests and nuns, so we're so glad that you have agreed to spend some time with us on this important topic of listening to God. Well, let us start by finding out about you, how you came to be where you are today. Let's start back in your youth. Tell us about growing up.
I was born and raised here in Des Moines, Iowa. I'm the fourth of four children. My father was born in Italy and came over as a young man here to the States. My mother's parents were born in the same town in Italy as my father, and they hooked up over here, obviously, I was born and raised here in this city where my ancestors came, my grandparents came, and my father came to work on the railroad and work in the coal mines that were in this general area. A lot of people wonder what Italians are doing in Iowa, and that kind of explains it. Coal mines and railroads.
Okay.
And so I was born and raised here at the parish in which I'm now pastor, St. Anthony's Parish in Des Moines, southern part of Des Moines, where the Italian immigrants settled in the early part of the last century. And interestingly, after 34 years of priesthood, after 30, I ended up here in St. Anthony's as the pastor.
Well, what a beautiful gift to you and to your parishioners, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Okay, so anything unusual about your childhood faith practice
No, other than the fact that vocation, the priesthood came very early for me. It came in about second grade. And not far from where I'm sitting now, out here in the playground behind the rectory here, is where the associate pastor at that time was out visiting with the children before school. I visited with him about the priesthood. And that's where, in second grade, my vocation was awakened. And from then, from that point on, I've never wavered from my desire to be a priest. And went to the local Catholic high school. Then went to Conception Seminary in Missouri for college. Then I went to Denver, your old stomping ground, St. Thomas Seminary. It was called then, for theology. And then I returned here to Des Moines for various assignments.
Well, thank you for your yes to God, to the priesthood. And I mean that from my depths. Who ordained you?
Bishop Morris Dingman was the bishop of Des Moines in 1976 when I was ordained.
1976. What a wonderful period of service to the people of God.
Yes.
So
it's a privilege.
Thank you. How have your years as a priest been? What has your service been like?
Well, service has varied. I served as a chaplain for the Air Force National Guard for a brief stint. I taught in high school for a while. I've been pastor in rural areas. And then I was pastor of a parish here in Des Moines where it was named a minor basilica during my tenure there. I established a small group of brothers here in kind of a quasi-religious community here in the city at the basilica when I was there in 1990. And that community eventually became a Benedictine priory. And I left the Benedictines at that time in order to continue my pastoral work. And I was in Omaha on loan for 4 years, from 2001 to 2005. Came back here and served in another parish, and then finally ended up here in my home parish.
Wonderful. As a sidebar again, my wife and I spent 9 years up in Estes Park. I know you would know of it. I was ordained a deacon by Archbishop Charles Chaput. But the point I wanted to make is I think a lot of people from Iowa came to summer in Estes Park, and then some have retired there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever – did you get up to Estes Park when you were
– all the time. In fact, I go back regularly to visit a classmate of mine by the name of Father Jim Moreno. He's the judicial vicar there in Denver.
Oh, yes.
He's at Holy Family in North Denver.
He was
– pastor. I don't know if you know him. Do you know him?
Yes, he was one of our professors for canon law.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right. So he and I are good friends all the way back from seminary days. And when I come to visit, we always make a trek up to Estes Park spend some time, quality time, enjoying the beautiful scenery.
Absolutely. Are you a hiker?
Yeah, I like to hike. We don't do a whole lot of that, but we do some of it.
Yeah.
It's a great, great exercise.
Well, going back now to talking with the priest out on the playground, I think you said,
mm-hmm.
You know, that sort of leads us into this topic of listening to God. And I actually found you speaking about this topic, and that's why I made outreach to you.
Sure.
Let's start by saying that I have two types of listening that I'd like to cover in this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
One is listening to God and discerning the voice of God in our lives. And then the other is the gift of listening to others, which I think many of us have fallen short on because of our busyness or the hecticness of life. Let's start with listening to God. How did that work for you?
Well, you know, let me start by saying this, if I can, Deacon Tom. I usually use this image, particularly with kids, that we, in a certain sense, have two sets of ears, the outer ears and the inner ears. We can hear with our outer ears, but to really listen means you have to engage the inner ears, which are the ears of the heart. And I think a lot of times when it comes to spirituality and we listen, or we hear anyway, we hear the words, we hear the gospel proclaimed, we hear the catechism, we hear the truths, we hear homilies, and so forth, but a lot of times we don't listen with the inner ear, the inner ears of the heart, the inner ears of the soul. That means to really be receptive to the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and to really tune in with the inner ears to sense what God is really saying to us. I think we live in a superficial age when we skirt along the surface of life, where we hear all kinds of things, we hear the gospel, but we don't slow down enough really to tune in and to listen with the inner ears of the soul. And when we talk about vocation, like you just mentioned, my vocation to the priesthood came when I really began to tune in and listen with the inner ears of the heart. And then I sensed deep within that God was calling me to the priesthood.
I've often, the pastor where I serve, the church here in Arizona, has me preach once a month. And this would be on Sundays at the masses. And then during the week when I'm on the altar a couple days, I would believe that there are any number of people, don't want to be judgmental, but any number of people who want to hear with those outer ears mm-hmm. words that are pleasing or that don't challenge them too much, but it doesn't get inside. And I think that's what you're telling us.
Exactly. That we have to allow the message of truth to penetrate the inner recesses, not to allow them simply to be heard, you know, on the outside, but to really listen on the inside and let them be taken to heart. You know, when we were kids, we used to say, you know, did you learn it by heart? And I think that's a good image, that the gospel has to be learned by heart. It has to be taken into the heart and allow it to penetrate where we really exist deep within, where our deepest identity is found.
Okay. Perhaps for those who preach, and I know, you know, that would just be the priest and sometimes the deacons, maybe an invitation to people to pray before starting the Mass that God's word
exactly.
comes to them, penetrates
exactly.
them.
Exactly, Deacon Tom. I remember as a child, and obviously older than you, but as a child, in the catechism and missals and prayer books, you would find the section on prayer, first thing we did before we prayed was we prayed. We prayed to the Holy Spirit
right.
that we would be open, you know. And I think that's an important thing, to realize that in order to pray, we really have to tune in, and that means to ask the Holy Spirit to help us to pray, to really listen to what God is saying, and to tune out the noise and the obstructions to really listening, to get those aside, so we really hear what he's saying, and that's when real prayer occurs. So I think because we live on the surface of life, we expect like a light switch to switch it on, switch prayer on, immediately get the message, and then move on. Well, it's not that way. God wants more like it's a relationship that it takes time to cultivate, And as a consequence, when we really want to listen, we really have to take the time in order to listen, because God speaks sometimes with a gentle whisper, as we know from the scripture.
How would you help us look at this seeming oxymoron? I don't think that's the right word for describing what I want, but this thing about God speaking to us in silence and us being in silence.
Yeah. The I think it's the book of Kings, first book of Kings, I think around chapter 19 or so, talks about how the prophet was on the mountain attempting to listen to God, and God wasn't in the lightning. He wasn't in the thunder. He was only in the gentle whisper. And that gentle whisper is where God speaks to us oftentimes. And in order really, I think when it comes to great decisions in life that are life-changing decisions, it takes a lot of time to really listen closely, deeply in our hearts to God who's speaking in a whisper. And that means we have to quiet ourselves down. And I think the best place to do that is in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament.
Amen.
That making visits to the Blessed Sacrament, Eucharistic adoration, as an extension to our worship at Mass, it's not replacing it, but as an extension of it, it really gives us an opportunity to slow down and quiet down and get rid of a lot of the noise in our minds and our hearts to really hear him as he speaks in those whispers. And what he's going to say to us is, first of all, always how much he loves us and how merciful he is. And then he'll unfold for us. Sometimes it takes time to listen to what he's saying about the plan, but he will unfold his plan for us. But I think, again, the contemporary model is an instant message and an instant response, you know, like a light switch or, you know, booting up the computer, you know, expect it instantly. Well, God doesn't operate that. He's more interested in things percolating a while and deepening and simmering a while. And that requires us taking the proper amount of time.
Anything that we have talked about that you want to expand on? Otherwise, I'll go into listening to others.
No, other than to underscore and to emphasize the power that there is in listening to the Lord speak in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. You know, no place on this side of heaven is the Lord more perfectly present than in the Holy Eucharist. And when we draw near to him, you know, he's going to, it's heart speaking to heart, in the words of Cardinal Newman. And so when we draw near to him in the Eucharist, if we listen and take the time to listen, his heart will speak to our hearts. And we'll be transformed, and we will be molded into the image and likeness, a deeper way of the image and likeness of Christ. And he will give us his marching orders, and he'll give us not only the marching orders, he'll give us the strength and the power and the grace to fulfill his plan for our lives.
We have all day of adoration in our parish where I serve on Fridays, every Friday of the year, and we have pro-life from noon until 1 o'clock, and that's the most often segment of adoration that I attend. And it is so beautiful to be in prayer with a number of people for a while, but then to be in just pure silence, and that's what we do for about 20 or 30 minutes of that period.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a beautiful thing, and I encourage people to stop by church, you know, and if your church is locked, urge your priest to leave the church open at least for part of the day, so that people can stop by. You know, there was a day when all the churches were open, so people could drive by a church, pull off, and go in and rendezvous with the Savior. But most churches people are so afraid of being ripped off, but I think it's a risk worth taking to allow people to come in. They need that safe haven in the world today, you know, where they can really come away a while and lean their head against the heart of the Lord and listen to his heartbeat. You know, that's what we do when we come to the end of the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. Take time to do that.
Our guest today on Catholic Vitamins is Monsignor Frank Chido from Des Moines, Iowa. And our topic is Catholic Vitamin L, listening, and we've been speaking about listening to God. One of the struggles that many of us have in our marriages, many of us have in our relationships with others, is not listening to what people are really saying. Right. Any words on that, Monsignor?
Yeah, I think it's the same principle that I alluded to when it comes to listening to God, and that is There's a difference between hearing and listening. I think a lot of times in marriages or in relationships, friendships, or whatever it might be, we hear what's being said, but we're really not listening. And listening engages the heart. It's at a deeper level. So I think what we have to do is really slow ourselves down and not jump to conclusions, but slow ourselves down and really try to tap in to what's really being said, you know, not just the words that we hear. You know, a person might be angry, for example. You hear angry words. But if you slow down enough and maybe ask for the Holy Spirit's guidance to discern what's really being said, you might break through the anger and see that really what's happening is that person's lonely. So then you listen to what's really being said. A person might be saying all kinds of different things, and you misunderstand because they don't communicate very well. Well, pray to the Holy Spirit to listen to what's really being said, to really understand the message. And I think, again, we live in a superficial age where we take things perhaps maybe at face value. And I think communication breaks down because, first of all, we're not all adept and we're not all perfect communicators. And so we say one thing and mean another. I think sometimes it would be wise to say to that person, you know, what's really going on? You know, I hear anger in your words. Are you really angry, or, you know, what's going on? And let that person maybe unpack it a little bit, and you may find, again, the person's lonely, the person's scared, you know, anxious or whatever, and really doesn't know how to say that. You know, for example, men are sometimes hesitant to say, you know, I'm scared right now. So what comes through is angry words, you know, violent words, aggressive words. But really, when you get underneath the words and behind the words, you find there's a little kid there, scared. You know, you see that sometimes when guys are in crisis, comes out angry, it's really scared.
Monsignor, during our 4 years of deacon formation back in Denver, the last 2 years, among other things that they did with us, they had us work on marriage enhancement and repair work for everybody. I mean, it wasn't just for somebody who might admit to having troubles or problems. It was a wonderful segment that they did with us, usually about once a month on a Sunday. And there was a book which we used, and in the book there was a technique that was very close to what you just shared, and that was that it helped a spouse to repeat what they had just heard.
Yeah.
And the tool that we used, it sounds kind of silly, but initially we started with a little 3x5 card which had the word floor on it, and whoever had the floor was the one talking, and the other one had to listen, and then the spouse would hand the floor to the other person.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that person would say, now here's what I think I heard you saying.
Right.
You said that you were angry because I didn't come home until late last night and I didn't call. Is that what you were angry about? And
yeah.
You know, it forces the couples to practice the technique of listening to each other.
Exactly. That's a great technique. And also, I think, you know, to ask the Holy Spirit to guide us in listening, to really listen to what's being said. And a lot of times, if we're tapped into that power, we can hear what's behind the words a little better. You know, the Holy Spirit's available to us to help us discern what's truly and really being said here, and how to understand that.
Monsignor, as we come to the end of our time together, I have a couple of things I'd like to cover with you. First, I did find you on the internet, and what are you doing with your parish or on the internet that people might like to look into?
Sure. We have a website, St. Anthony's Des Moines, Iowa website. I have had a radio and a TV, local radio and local TV program for some time, and we've expanded now, and we're taking clips from that and putting it on our website, and also we're on St. Anthony's Des Moines, Iowa. We have
parish website?
Facebook.
Oh, Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, and so we're trying to expand a little bit like yourself into the computer world and the internet and all. And So, you know, we've been committed to evangelization for some time. I've had a radio TV program all the way back since the late 80s, actually. Started radio and started TV on a local level. And it's, I think it's very important to get the Word of God out there by whatever means that God makes available to us, and to be enterprising and using every available tool to proclaim the good news that people so desperately need to hear today.
Do you happen to know, Monsignor, if those programs are made available by the TV station on the internet?
No, I do not. It's local cable access, Mediacom. I do not know that for sure. Okay. I knew that years ago. The local program, would end up all over the country. People in Florida would see this, and I never could understand how it ended up there. But I guess they exchanged some of that stuff. Now, I'm not sure. It's Mediacom in Des Moines, Iowa, if anybody ever wants to find out. But clippings of it are available on the St. Anthony's Des Moines, Iowa
website. With your permission, Monsignor, sure. What I'd like to do is to put your parish website in our show notes.
Please do.
For this show.
Please do. And on the on that website, it'll say Heart's Treasure. That's the name of the program. So on the left, you know, the information bar and all the different options.
Sure.
Parish bulletin and so forth. It says Heart's Treasure. If you click on the Heart's Treasure, it'll come up with all the different programs.
Our guest today on Catholic Vitamins has been Monsignor Frank Chido from Des Moines, Iowa. I guess the parish is St. Anthony. You just said that.
Right.
And we'll put some links and contact information, perhaps Facebook and YouTube, if we can find some of that. And we'll put that all on our show notes. Monsignor, we give great thanks for your taking time from your busy schedule to be with us today.
It's been a pleasure, and I'm kind of excited about this connection we've made here. So God's blessings to you and in your ministry.
Thank you, Monsignor.
Yeah.
Special thanks to Monsignor Frank Chido, a priest that I'm so particularly glad that I found and was happy to bring as a guest on Catholic Vitamins. There's a lot of information we'll put on our blog page for this show. We hope you'll go there and find him. I had to actually stop the recording for a minute.
Could that be because of dog barking?
Yes, little Holly was here. Monsignor is talking about quiet and peace and adoration and holy things, and Holly is barking in the background.
Obviously, I must not have been here that day when you were doing that interview, because I usually will take Holly in another room and make sure I keep her quiet.
Yeah, well, what happened is I had the front storm door open, and Holly could see outside, and she was seeing people going by or something, and I apologize, but Monsignor heard it as well, and he said he didn't think it was enough to bother recording our time together. So
I don't think it was too bad.
Yeah. Thank you, Monsignor, and thank you for helping us to look at vitamin L, listening for the voice of God in our lives.
Were you saying before we started this that I don't listen too well?
No, what I said to you, Dee, is what has been a problem that you and I have talked about in recent years continually?
And I stared at you.
Yes. Gosh, talk about not listening. All right, we better move on here.
Oh, we have some feedback.
Okay.
Shall we just go ahead and read that?
Yes, what?
Well, we heard from our longtime friend Daniel, and he was saying that when he listened to the K Knowledge podcast, he was on his way home, walking home, and he heard us pull his name for Dee's Candies. He says it really does pay to be a faithful listener. That's true.
Okay.
Cindy,
all right.
Cindy Ellis knows that too.
Yes, she does. She's probably our most...
I think she's won the most things since we started this podcast. And we got a really nice note from her, and she said, thanks so much for the wonderful books, Our Jewish Roots and Be an Amazing Catechist. Both of those, she had her name pulled. And she said, your podcast is a true blessing to me and so many others. Thank you for all that you do.
All right. Cindy Ellis, bless you. Bless your family.
And Joanne Reed wrote in, said, thanks so much for your prayers, and I'm thinking of us on Christmas. Thanks for all you do to help our faith grow. I'm looking forward to listening to the Adoration download.
I hope.
That was when we were talking about doing that repeat.
Right. I hope you did that. And if any of you have not had a chance, we did our a repeat of our first ever Real Catholic Vitamin show on Adoration, and we put that up between Christmas and New Year's as our way of saying we adore you, O Christ, and welcome you in Christmas. And so we played that.
Joanne said she missed that one way back when we first aired it. And then she said, "These candies were beautiful and delicious."
All right, all right.
Those who did not win really did lose out. God bless, Joanne.
Thank you, thank you. Well, dear, we're approaching an early. Imagine we're going to be wrapping up a little early on this show, but we're approaching.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, we're going to be doing this. I want to say that we have two Catholic vitamins for next time.
We do.
Yes, we do. Now, we're on, or we will be on, Catholic Vitamin M, and we have two of them. So this is the Vita Scrabble Teas.
So the first M word ends in H, has five letters.
Oh.
The second M word ends in N and has seven letters.
All right. Now hear us on this. These are two separate vitamins. These are not two words related to each other. Two Catholic vitamins. Vitamin M, and you said five letters, and ends in what?
H.
And then the second one begins with M and ends?
In N.
So if you get one of these, we'll give you our traditional Catholic vitamin sweet treat. If you get both of them, we will have to do something extra special.
We'll pad that prize well.
Yeah, yeah. So we hope you'll join in on Catholic Vitamin Scrabble.
And you can send in your guesses via email at catholicvitamins@gmail.com. Or you can call our feedback line, 206-350-3789, and just leave your guesses that way.
I'd like to just let people know that I did a first of the year new column over on the Catholic Family website.
I saw it.
Did you?
I did.
Did you read it?
I did.
Okay. And invite you to go over and meet and greet David and Allison Sweeney, whom we love and care for. And David was nice enough to say that, what has it been, a couple, 3 years that I've been the chaplain over at the Catholic Family website.
They like having their own deacon.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. So what else do we have before we wrap up?
I have a vitamin.
Okay.
Are we ready to go?
I think we are.
Ready to go out, I mean?
Well, pretty much.
Okay. And this, again, is Catherine Doherty's words from my little meditation calendar. The new year is yours to shape, in Christ or outside of Him. I know that you will do it in Christ, so it will be a good year.
Oh, awesome. We love Catherine Doherty on this program and in our lives.
Hey, I was just out playing with my new Mac a while ago.
Uh-oh, are you going to tell people what's going on here?
The deacon gave me a MacBook Pro for Christmas.
Oh, my heavens.
And I already figured out how to upload some photos for my camera.
Isn't iPhoto neat?
And I put a picture up on Facebook. It shows everybody that I really did have lunch with Mary from Minnesota.
Oh, so you got a picture on Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, and what are you called on Facebook, or is it?
D. Fox.
D. Fox?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, go over there and take a look at the mini meet and greet, the picture that was taken there.
Yeah, I hope we can do more of those.
Sure. Well, dear folks, we're a little on the lean side this, not in our bodies.
That's a good way to start out the new year.
We're a little on the lean side time-wise, but we thank you for joining us for Catholic Vitamins. We love being with you usually each week, and we thank you for your kind notes, prayers, and emails. We look forward to hearing from you.
And as we go out, just a reminder, go over to iTunes and give us a review if you have time. We hope you will. And Friends of Catholic Vitamins Facebook page, join up. I'd like to see 200 members during this year.
Okay, we're going to shoot for 200 members.
Right.
Awesome. All right, Monica in Poland, if you have not gone to Friends of Catholic Vitamins, now that you've tasted D's candies, you got to go there and befriend us there. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Oh, one other thing I forgot to say, Dee, and that is that we're, after our closing theme, we're going to listen to our friend Brian Murdaugh's song, I'm Listening, kind of in tune with our show theme, Listening. So, Brian Murdaugh, we thank you for your music.
Finally, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And we'll see you next time on Catholic Vitamins.
When I'm feeling lost, Lord, I call your name. Turn my eyes to the cross, and I sing your praise. I still have nothing to say. All my words get in the way. I am listening. Speak your words of peace. I am listening. I am listening. I am listening. Your words are so precious to me. I am listening, I am listening. When I'm all alone, Lord, I call your name. You put light upon the room, and I sing your praise. I still have nothing to say. All my words get in the way. I am listening. I am listening. Your words are so precious to me. I am listening. I am listening. I am listening. Speak your words of peace. I am listening. I am listening.